We're talking this morning with top blokes. In tribal societies, boys became men through different physical rituals, learning tribal knowledge, and upon acceptance, being granted status and new privileges. In Western societies, young boys don't have a recognised transition from youth to adults. Many of the male societal transitions have faded, leaving many boys and young men a bit bewildered about what it is that they can contribute to our communities. Top Blokes is an organisation on a mission to challenge and nurture young males to being their very best selves. Here at 101.5 FM Studio, we're chatting with Joel Watson, the North Coast Regional Director of Top Blokes. Joel is joined this morning with Tim, and Tim is a recent graduate of the Top Blokes program. Good morning, Joel, and good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Now, Joel, if I could start with you, please. Why should parents consider a program like Top Blokes for their sons?
I think I might start us with a story this morning. We were at a graduation last year on the coast, and afterwards Reese gave this beautiful speech to this young man, and the parent comes up to Reese afterwards and she says, "Thank you so much. My son now wants to go to school." And that was we didn't actually know that during the program. Early on, he actually was only coming to school on the day that he actually had Top Blokes, and he wasn't coming the other 4 days. And because he actually made some friends in that room that had his back now, that actually knew his story that he'd been going through with his mental health, he then was coming to school 5 days, and his mum didn't have to encourage him and chase him around the house to try and actually get him to come to school. He actually wanted to come because I think he felt a bit more seen and a bit more heard. So I think that's a big reason why our program is so effective at what it does. And I think we can't expect parents and teachers to role model everything and educate everything for our young men. So we come in there as an extra role model for them to support the whole family unit.
Joel, that's a beautiful story. Love hearing it, and so terribly important. Now, Tim, you know, you've just graduated. I mean, how good is that? So congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
That. What did you think you gained from the Top Blokes program?
The biggest takeaway I got from the Top Blokes program was I learned how to deal with everyday life in different situations, and I also learned how to deal with things people may be struggling with, such as mental health, addictions, and relationships. And I learned how to help them and myself in situations such as that when they may be struggling.
Well, that's a bit of a feather in your cap just in those few sentences there, Tim, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, for you to be able to help them. How good is that?
Yeah, it's a good feeling when you know how to help other people.
Yes, it is so. Now, Joel, I mean, we know that it is an amazing program. How can young boys and men get involved?
Yes, I mean, if Top Blokes is already in your school, request to be in it. And then if Top Blokes isn't in your school currently, get your school to reach out to Reese and I and the team, and you can go through the Top Blokes website and just get in contact. And we do a lot of initiatives throughout the year as well, and we do Lift the Load every October, which allows people to wear a weighted vest for mental health and raise money for our foundation, which just means that we can put more programs in more
back
schools.
In there. Yeah. Now, Joel, for anybody listening right now and wanted to become involved mainly as a tutor or even as a business, and you just wanted the organisation, it was interested in becoming a sponsor, which would be absolutely wonderful. Mm. What would be the next step for them to become involved?
Yeah, so you can go to toplokes.org.au. You can find Top Blokes Foundation on any social media platform. You can also go through the website and you can donate directly. So, yeah, every dollar helps another boy like Tim, you know, go through our program. And as you can see, he's just a shining light from what we've seen at Moray Field this past semester. And, yeah, we need more young men like him.
We absolutely do. Look, congratulations, Tim. How wonderful that you've graduated from Top Blokes, and just listening to what you said there before. And Joel, regional, well, you're part of the North Coast Top Blokes. Thanks for joining us this morning and keeping our community connected and sharing this good news with family and friends. Head to the 1015fm.com.au podcast and search Joel Watson, because that's whose name I'm going to be putting down, even though we talk a lot about Reese Anderson. Guys, fabulous. Tim, you know how fabulous it is. I reckon I'll be talking to you next year about how you help some young fellows, hey? Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
Good on you. Thanks very much for coming in, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.